From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the UN Security Council is to meet later Tuesday to discuss what to do about North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. The missile flew over Japan earlier Tuesday before breaking apart and falling into Pacific waters off Hokkaido. It's the first North Korean missile to travel across Japanese airspace since 2009, when Pyongyang said it launched a communications satellite. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who spoke by phone with President Donald Trump, said Pyongyang's reckless action is an unprecedented, serious, and grave threat. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga said his government cannot tolerate these repeated provocations. East Asia non-proliferation analyst Melissa Hannum of the Middlebury Institute for International Studies said the missile is believed to have been an intermediate-range Hwasong-12 launched from the Sunan region near Pyongyang, traveled about 2,700 kilometers, reaching an altitude of 550 kilometers.
And it is designed to carry a warhead, a payload. It is not a space launch vehicle like the Unha 3, for example. So it's not the kind of rocket you would use to launch a satellite.
The latest missile launch comes in the midst of joint military exercises involving U.S. and South Korean forces. Pyongyang is criticized as a prelude to invasion. A European-African summit in Paris on migration has agreed to a plan to try to stem the flow of illegal human trafficking and support nations struggling to contain the flow of people across the desert and the waters of the Mediterranean. Niger's president, Mahamadou Issoufou, said he cannot bear watching Africans die in an effort to reach Europe. Leaders of Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Chad, Niger, and Libya have agreed to create a mechanism to identify legitimate migrants fleeing war and persecution before they embark on the dangerous journey. This is VOA News. President Trump travels to Texas Tuesday to witness the devastation wrought by Tropical Storm Harvey, which came ashore late Friday and has lingered over South Texas for 4 days, dumping unprecedented amounts of rainfall as it slowly moves east. Mr. Trump spoke Monday of his trip.
I look very much forward to it. Things are being handled really well. The spirit is incredible of the people. The coordination between all of the different services, as you know, has been going very well.
President said he expects quick action by Congress to fund cleanup efforts. He's declared 18 Texas counties as disaster areas. More than 70 centimeters of rain have fallen. Another 60 are forecast over the next 2 days. As many as 9 fatalities are blamed on the storm. Nearly 7 million people, including those in Houston, the nation's fourth largest city, have been impacted. Greg Abbott is the Texas state governor.
We are still involved in the search and rescue process. Our number one goal from Corpus Christi all the way to east of Houston is still protecting and preserving life and rescuing every person that we can find.
Gasoline futures hit their highest level in 2 years Monday as Harvey forced the closure of multiple oil refineries. An explosion struck a busy shopping area of the Afghan capital Kabul Tuesday, killing at least 4, wounding several others. The blast occurred near the heavily fortified U.S. embassy coming a week after President Trump announced a new Afghan policy. Islamic State militants and their families began leaving a border area between Lebanon and Syria Monday, part of an agreement to end the IS presence there. They were being transported by bus to eastern Syria. It's believed the first time Islamic State fighters publicly agreed to a forced evacuation from territory it held in Syria. At the start of the third round of negotiations between Britain and the European Union over separation, the EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, expressed concern over the slow pace of progress 5 months after the UK triggered the 2-year divorce.
Time passes quickly. I welcome the UK government's paper, and we have read them very carefully. But we need UK positions on all separation issues. This is necessary to make sufficient progress.
Separation is supposed to be complete by March 2019. An Indian court Monday sentenced spiritual leader Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh to 20 years in prison for the rape 15 years ago of 2 female followers. The sentencing came amid tight security after his followers rioted Friday, leaving nearly 40 dead and hundreds more injured. Singh, who has a large following in the northern states of Haryana and Punjab, insists he's innocent. His lawyer said he plans to appeal. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.